Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, June Curtin founded Snavi Sosta, the morning swim community who meet at Spanish Point in County Clare every morning at 9 a.m. when, following the death of her husband, the sea and the community became her solace. She's since amassed an online community as well as in person, where she shares pieces of her life and colourful wardrobe to encourage others to embrace the brighter side of life and be grateful where they can. She recently began showcasing a new accessory, a stoma, and June joins me on the line now. June, you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you, Claire, so much for having me on.
Now, I don't mean to make light of it by calling it an accessory, June. I know it has been a very big deal for you too and a long health journey, which we will get into. But I do get the impression in what you've been sharing that you want to take the stoma from the shadows and speak about it more openly on your page.
I do, really, I suppose, because there probably still is a lot of stigma attached to having a stoma. And when I realized myself that I needed to have one, I thought that, you know, nobody my age had a stoma. So many people were messaging me on Instagram saying, you know, my granny has one, my mom has one. And all these people were in their 80s until one day a lovely girl called Orla reached out to me and said, I have just had surgery for a stoma, and she was probably 15 years younger than me. I didn't think that anybody of our age, I suppose, had a stoma bag until I needed one myself and realized how many people were in the same situation as me.
It has been something that I've covered on the show before, and you know, it was a very young person in their 20s who came on and was very open about talking about dating with a stoma and, you know, fashion with a stoma. And somebody I have enjoyed following recently is Louise Thompson, the UK TV personality. And she's also been really sharing it openly. And there is a huge amount of positive around that, isn't there?
Absolutely, there is. And I think, well, for me anyway, I know it was, I had no choice in this. You know, my body kept serving me out these huge challenges, and I had no option but to go for the surgery.
Well, tell us a little bit about the journey then. When did these health issues begin?
About 10 years ago, I think it was probably after the death of my husband, it really started to cause problems, I suppose. And it's just, I was suffering from an inflammatory bowel disease, and unfortunately I had tried all types of medication, and I was on steroids for a very long time. Then I had a beautiful consultant in the Mater Private in Dublin, Dr. Barry Kelleher, and he was phenomenal. I started going to hospital every 6 weeks for an infusion of a biologic agent. And unfortunately for me, my body rejected all the medication. Nothing seemed to work for me. And on my last visit to see Dr. Kelleher, he said to me that I needed to consider this because nothing else was working, and we had reached the end of the road as far as conventional treatments. So I had no option but to do this.
How did you take that news? Because it does sound like your quality of life was being impacted, because we need to eat, and to have issues and pain is very debilitating.
Very debilitating, because towards the end of last summer, you know, I had no quality of life at all because I needed to be near a bathroom at all times. That was the reality. Even going to the supermarket would present challenges because sometimes there might be a toilet in the supermarket or there may not. And even if there is, if there's somebody there, unfortunately, if I needed to go to the bathroom, it was urgent and I couldn't wait. So if there was somebody ahead of me in the queue, often out in public, I couldn't even control my bowel movements.
Yeah, the stress and strain of that.
The stress and strain, and they tell you then that it is stress related, and you know, to try and avoid stress, but that's easier said than done sometimes.
So how did you get your head around the idea of a stoma, or that you'd reach the end of the line with other treatment?
Well, it did take time, I have to say, and I spoke with my family at length about the surgery and about the pros and cons. It took me a long time to get my head around it. Barry Keller put me in touch with a colleague of his who is a phenomenal surgeon, Anne Brannigan, and I went to see her, and she really did put my mind at ease. She was absolutely amazing, and I knew if I was to have any quality of life going forward that really I had no choice but to have this surgery. And I suppose I'm strong and I won't let this define me. I will continue doing the things that I love, and I'm always grateful. I practice gratitude every day, which was and is a huge help.
What about the procedure then? Because it is major abdominal surgery, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, yep. I went into hospital on the 30th of November and I had my surgery on the 1st of December. So I was in hospital for a little over a week, and I'm 6 weeks post-surgery. Now I only started back driving this weekend. So I suppose life has felt a little touch and go while I recover. And isn't it insane? I keep saying that this little pouch attached to me now is the price I have to pay for good health.
Yeah. Does it provide instant relief? I know you're going through recovery from the surgery and it takes a little bit of getting used to, but compared to how you were living, is there a relief there?
There is. And I think when you're not well, it's easy to let self-care fall to the wayside a little bit. But for me now, it's so important. And I'm trying, I suppose, to prioritise my health now and taking care of June, because I wasn't very good for looking after myself. You know, I have a habit of putting everybody's needs before my own.
Well, I hope that will change in 2025. You had a lovely post up about being on an emotional roller coaster, which I think is the same for anyone who's on a health journey or recovering from surgery. Can you describe what you did in your morning when you found yourself feeling flat? Because I think it's really important advice for people.
Yeah, I suppose I learned a long time ago that most of your life will not be extraordinary. It's the simple things done regularly that will bring you the most joy. And I suppose the simple things for me before my surgery were my morning swim. That was the biggest part of my day, and my wonderful community. And because I can't get into the sea at the moment, I did wake up yesterday morning and I was looking out. I'm living in West Clare, and looking out at the wind and the rain, and it was dark and dull and dreary. And I really did. I had sensed it coming on the day before, and I was really feeling flat is the only way I can describe it. And the first thing I did was make my bed. I always think my mother always instilled that into us. The first thing you do every day when you get out of bed is make your bed. So I made my bed and I started pottering around the house, and I was in a tracksuit, and I'm never very comfortable in active wear. I like to dress up and I like to wear bright colours, and I think they always lift my mood. So I had to have a little chat with myself and say, upstairs, June, get into the shower and put on all your nice creams and do your hair and a little bit of makeup and put something nice on. I took off my tracksuit and I jumped into the shower, and I instantly felt a little bit better. I downloaded the Calm app. I had been listening to Trini Woodall on Instagram talking about the Calm app, and I had heard of it, but I had never downloaded it. So I downloaded the Calm app, and I sat down with a cup of tea after having my shower and getting dressed up. I sat down with a cup of tea and I listened to a breathing meditation. followed by a gratitude meditation. And it just, I instantly felt a little bit better.
And I just think, as you say, it's the simple things in life that make the biggest difference. But you know what works for you, and that's what you lean into, and that's what you impart across on your page. So it is a different way of living. But as you say, you see yourself as master of your own destiny. And I absolutely love that. Something else you said that really resonated with me was it takes courage to let your real self be seen, but that's when authentic connection happens. And I'm sure it hasn't been easy to share that you've been going through this. But I think it's amazing that you have been. And thank you, June.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, as I said, something I shared yesterday, I was saying, just because somebody looks good on the outside, they may not be feeling good on the inside, you know. People think, I suppose, that I'm happy all the time, but I always say, if you're only going to be happy when you are on holiday, after a payday or after a big career win, you're going to spend most of your life really unhappy. You have to learn to love the day as it is, or you don't learn to love life at all. So there are good days and bad days, and everybody has this. I know I'm not alone there, you know. We have to be grateful for the small wins and kind people who are in our lives, you know.
Yeah.
And saying no to the things that don't serve you. Life has felt a little touch and go for me, so I have to probably focus a little bit more on me. This is the year where I prioritize myself. This is the year I build a life I am proud of. This is the year that June comes first, because she never comes first.
I love it. When will you be able to get back in the sea, have they said, June, with your Snobby Sauster crew?
I have a checkup at the end of the month, so I'll know a little bit more then.
Well, hopefully you will get back to that, because I know how much it means to you and how much you mean to that community. And keep doing what you're doing, because you're always colour, vibrancy, and I can tell you're that on the inside as well as the outside, and it really shines through. So you're a beacon of hope and light, and keep putting June first. Thank you so much for coming on.
Not at all. Thank you for having me on, Claire.
And if people want to follow June, you can go to @SnobbySauster on Instagram. I wish you a speedy recovery and all the best, June.
Thank you so much, Claire.
So that's it for Live and Kicking for this week. My thanks to all of my guests, to my producer, Marais O'Sullivan, and to Hugo Da Silva Scott, who was on sound. And thanks to you for listening. I will see you next week.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk.